Hello and welcome to this edition of EMS Now and Informa on Tour in Europe 2022. I'm Eric Muskell with EMS Now, and I'm sitting here in Ronneby, Sweden with Dita Weiss of Informa. Today we had our visit. It was the third of 15 planned EMS facility tours that we will be conducting over the next few weeks. The particular one we visited today was in Borås, Sweden. It was with the EMS company Inition, which we'll tell you a little bit about in a moment. Before I begin, I would like to begin by thanking the sponsors, EMS Now sponsors for this tour, who are CalcuQuote, Cogiscan, and Micronic. We certainly appreciate their support, allowing us to go out and visit with these EMS and report on them to this audience. So today we were in Inition in Borås, Sweden. We met there with Olle Hulteberg, who is the managing director and one of the founders of the company, and also with Carl Leiden, who is a managing director with a responsibility for facilities in southern Sweden. We'll talk about that in just a moment. Dita, let me bring you in. Why don't you tell us about the company, the footprint, kind of the general size, some general information about them.
Well, it is a very interesting and impressive company because it has been over the last 15 years constantly grown. And it was founded by Olle Hulteberg, who in the beginning had to convince a friend to become self-employed together with him, who is today the CEO of the company. And Olle is more working on the strategic development, but his friend Frederick Bergel is officially the CEO of Inition. And as I said, they have been growing tremendously over the last year. The last acquisition was this year in February, a company in Finland, in Loja. And in total, they have 10 facilities, one in Norway, in Trondheim. Then they have five facilities in Sweden. And in actual fact, in Sweden, looking at just the Swedish market, they are the fifth biggest EMS service company, and they have two facilities in Finland, and they have two facilities in Estonia. And from the total of 10 facilities, it is one facility who is not in the electronics but in metal sheet fabrication. But again, metal sheet fabrication as a combination of EMS services to manufacture in full vertical integration, because that is the interesting and astonishing thing to me when we learned that more than 60 or 70% of their revenue were finished products, of which we saw some of them today in final control at the Borås factory.
Yeah, no, and it's interesting what you were saying, because last year when we did our tour and we were in Estonia, we actually visited both the two facilities there, one being the EMS and the other being the sheet metal one. You know, it was interesting in our conversations hearing the backstory from Olle this morning that they were really kind of turnaround specialists, right? They helped kind of distressed companies kind of return to profitability. And that's how, and you know, he was very candid with us that, you know, they started this not really knowing the EMS industry. Mm-hmm. But the first opportunity they had was one that happened to be in the EMS industry. And they were able to successfully do that. And then that is a facility that they still own today. And I think they did that as consultants and then ended up acquiring and moving forward. And that was their entree into the EMS industry.
Yes, exactly. And they have been specializing on low volume, high mix products. Mm-hmm. And Today's visit to one of the factory was not my first one. As you mentioned before, last year we were in Estonia visiting two facilities, and I myself was in Stockholm in June, meeting with Ola Hulteberg and visiting their Stockholm facility as well. And again, you were able to see that they are specialized on low quantities and prototype manufacturing as well. So it's quite a difference to other facilities where you have just one facility, which is very big.
Yeah. Now, and that's a few of the things that stood out for me, Dito. We're right along those lines. I think a few more comments about the company. You know, they're a public company on the Norway exchange. And they most of the companies
on the Swedish exchange.
Oh, I'm sorry. The Swedish
exchange. The Swedish exchange.
Okay, they're on the Swedish exchange. And customer base wise, it's mostly Nordic companies. We saw a list of who those companies were. At least the logos, very impressive. Many recognizable names on that list. And size wise, overall, I think they have a run rate of over 100 million euros. Is what they're doing. I don't want to be too specific in the numbers, that is where they are at.
We saw all of the customers they are having, and as usual for our visits, we get a lot of confidential information, which we absorb, which we will never tell you.
Now, you know, and you mentioned something there, Dita, and that's what, and I made the comment when we were speaking with them. What they're doing, kind of this, as we just said, nine of the facilities do EMS work. And if you look at the overall revenues, you know, if you look at the size, roughly speaking, around 20 million a facility, right, revenue-wise. I mean, yes. It varies, but just using an average. And like you said, they're not adopting the big mega factory type, and let's consolidate it all in one region. And the example I used, or what brought to mind for me, was Creation Technologies, which was a Canadian-based EMS company in North America. And when they began, they had a similar. They had these network of facilities, and all of the customers were clustered closely around each of the facilities. So I remember seeing maps at Creation Technologies years ago where they showed where their facilities were and then where the customers were located. It was clearly these clusters around the facilities. And it seemed that's what, you know, Inishin reminded me of. It's a different strategy, but it's a very effective strategy because you're servicing kind of those local companies. And these aren't the big billion-dollar outsourcing deals, right? They have a certain size that they play very well to. They have certain industry sectors, product types that they service very well, and those tend to be clustered in certain areas.
Yes, definitely. It is more than just impressive, and we were as well shown the plan for the future. Mm-hmm. And they have a plan called 2025. Mm-hmm. And again, we're not going in detail, but it's a challenging plan. I think most of it is, with big efforts, achievable. Mm-hmm. So we carefully will review their performance on an annual basis to see how they are developing, especially now in the coming in the years to come, because we at least at Informa we are certain that times starting next year will become much more difficult and challenging for the EMS industry in general.
Mm-hmm. And yes, and we had a good, I think, candid conversation around those issues and what those challenges might be, and we'll reflect that as we talk about some of the trends for the companies that we've seen in some future podcasts here. So we won't delve into the specific ones today, but I would say it sounded like they still have a very healthy pipeline in place. They have, you know, their backlog is certainly, you know, a good backlog. They're doing good business, you know, and I'll just say kind of. The impression of Ole and Carl when they're there, they seem to be very serious good operators, you know, of EMS companies. They seem always seems very involved, very kind of knowledgeable about the operations and what's happening in all his factories. You mentioned that, you know, Carl, who we met with, will become the he's a managing director, but he'll oversee. They're taking the two facilities in southern Sweden and putting them, you call it one legal entity, but
yes,
they're not merging them together.
No, they're keeping them separate. It remains two separate factories, one in Borås, mm-hmm. one in Malmö, but it will be one legal entity in the country register called Inission Süd AB, and it will be managed by Carl Leiden, who is in Borås as well as in Malmö at home.
You know, I would say one of the conversations that I found interesting that we had, and this kind of echoes one of the issues, we discussed the very same issue yesterday when we were with Kitron, is that about getting the industry recognized, right, by OEMs. And, you know, the impression yesterday was that the, at least in the Nordic countries, that the many of the penetration, EMS penetration of the OEM business is quite high, even compared to, you know, you speak about the numbers for Germany and for Europe as a large, and even what it might be in the United States. So it threw my thought there for a moment. But I find that that's interesting because, you know, what are they, you know, it's the challenge of elevating and making the industry more known, and Ali seems to be a big proponent of helping to do that for the industry, especially up here.
Yes, we have seen this several times that the EMS industry feels that the majority of people do not know what EMS companies are doing, what service they can offer, and in actual fact, it's such a substantial advantage for big electronic companies to transfer their electronic production to a service provider, as it will definitely increase their profits. Still, this is something which the full EMS industry has to do much more in regards to marketing. And I'm constantly talking about that, and we at Informa do support the European EMS industry in the marketing issues as well. In actual fact, this year at Electronica, we will again have quite a big push to support the EMS industry, and I'm really looking forward to see the reaction of the EMS industry on the surprises we have for them this year.
I would also say just another issue that stood out, and it was mentioned early on, is that of the importance of what's driving is kind of the conservation or the environmental part of it, right? And that and that came up several times during the conversation, and that's, and I don't know that that's unique to, but we happen to be beginning in Sweden, but that's interesting that talking about that as a driver within the industry, both for them, how they manage and try to increase the efficiencies of their operations, but it also translates into products that are being built and the type of manufacturing, the customers that they're supporting.
They put it together under the headline, after sales service. It is something which we see in general with big companies, that the OEM customers come to their service partners and not only do repairs, reworks, refurbishment, even to take valuable and components who are short in supply of products that are not needed anymore, and get them onto to other products. But as well, recycling, all of that is an issue, because our environmental requirements are getting more challenging every time, and the OEMs prefer to transfer such things to an EMS who is knowledgeable and has experience with this. And in actual fact, I can tell you that this year at the IPC seminar in Tallinn on the 1st of December, we will hear a presentation from Europe's biggest EMS company, Zona, about this. So
right.
Stay tuned on it and make sure you're going to come to Tallinn and listen to those interesting presentations.
Okay. More to come on kind of as we roll forward here on some of the trends. We'll roll this all up. We've only seen three. So as I one of the things, again, today we saw the manufacturing floor was cement. And so I told Dita, I said, look, we've seen three EMS. So we've got a definite trend here. Two of the three already have kind of cement, are using concrete flooring in their factories. And but Dita said, listen, you know, that let's finish. We need at least five here in order to indicate that. Because at the end of the week, the other two may not. Actually, I fully expect tomorrow that it will not, because what we're going to see tomorrow is actually an old Flex facility.
Yeah.
And Flex, of course, is famous for having white floors. That dates back to the Michael Marks thing about white floors, so he can see the components if they fell off, you know, if any components that fall are easier to find.
Yeah. Well, first of all, that is a general practice at Informa. We never make any statistical analysis and assumptions based on a very low number of respondents. So three is definitely not enough.
No.
The minimum is five.
Yeah.
But again, we are always surprising you, Eric, as well in several different aspects of this trip. And when you said yesterday you were surprised that I was able to get us a room at a hotel which was so small, I was able to surprise you today again, because today we are at something which in actual fact is called a hotel but written with two L at the end.
Yeah.
And that in Sweden is not a hotel but a pension. And our rooms are very tiny, but very nice looking.
This is
nice decoration.
Well, I should say, and the main building when we came in was built in 1776. So
yes.
Yeah, I mean that's the birth year of the United States, right? That's so it's very quaint where we're at. And Dita, thank you for making these arrangements. Tomorrow we will be we're in Ronneby, Sweden, so we're going to Orbit 1, which actually happens to be right across the river. We could probably throw a tennis ball from our side of the river here, and if we had a decent throwing arm, and could hit the facility across the way. And as I indicated, that is an old Flextronics facility, so it'll be very interesting to see that. That's it from Ronneby after day three on the tour here. Please stay tuned, keep listening. We will be reporting more as we move forward. Thank you.